North Carolina's voter ID requirements go on trial today before a federal court judge. The state passed a broad voting law in 2013. After lawsuits, the judge reviewed that law last summer, but the state legislature added a last-minute amendment to the ID portion, which required that voters show photo IDs. And that amendment is what's being considered by the same judge today. Mary C. Curtis is political editor for Roll Call. Mary, the state says this amendment allows exceptions to that ID requirement. So remind us.
Yeah, the state is saying that if someone has a reasonable impediment to having one of the approved voter IDs, that they can sign a statement, an affidavit, and that they would be able to vote. And so they're saying if perhaps they had a hardship, financial or physical, to get an ID. But the judge is still ruling on it because the folks who are against the voter ID requirement are saying, well, you know, this is very confusing, and voting should not be confusing.
Right.
Voters may not know about this, and poll workers may not know about it, so they might turn people back, and folks might not even try to vote if they don't have an ID.
And there's a plaintiff in today's case, Rosanelle Eaton, 94 years old, been voting for 70 years, remembers going with her mother in a horse-drawn cart to vote, but had trouble voting last year because of some of the new rules in North Carolina. What is she and others saying?
Well, she is a lead plaintiff in the case. And basically, she is a poster person for how the voter ID bills can have an impact on voting rights. When she originally registered to vote, she had to take a literacy test. Mm. And she's an African-American woman, and she's been voting ever since. And she's helped register thousands of voters. But she herself had a problem because her name was different on the different court documents. She had a married name and some of the spelling was different. So she had to make many trips to different state offices. And they're basically saying if this person had trouble, that it is going to be a hardship for many folks like her.
Well, and the bill, which is once again being considered by a judge and which was passed by North Carolina's legislature, also reduced the number of days of early voting, prohibited people from registering and voting on the same day, things that had increased voting in that area. What's your guess? What might the judge rule and when?
No, that's not certain. What is certain that this probably will be the beginning and not the end. There are so many voting ID laws across the country, it's thought that perhaps these cases might go on to the Supreme Court. And you might see whatever the judge rules, appeals on either side.
Well, we know that the state and people who back these voter ID laws are saying that it will protect against voter fraud. Is there a lot of voter fraud?
Proponents say this is to protect the integrity and the sanctity of the voting booth. And the folks who are against it saying, well, there aren't really cases of voter fraud. And so this is about actually voter suppression.
And if the judge doesn't rule by March, by the primary, does that mean that while it's an appeal or while it's still being considered by the judge, North Carolina voting law will be in effect with the ID requirement?
Well, the judge has said that the requirements could be in effect, but it really would not be the end of it. There would be appeals either way. And we may see this law and many laws like it around the country going on to the Supreme Court, because this is not the end of this issue.
All right. Just the beginning, as you said. Mary Curtis of Roll Call, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.